The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in the house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for the many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then the people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demon had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It can be frightening to encounter a situation of demon possession. To be perfectly honest, we don't really learn in these Sundays in Sunday school, do we? I'm not shifting the blame to my Sunday school teachers. They did a great job. But they taught us to be obedient, to be kind, to be compassionate like Jesus. But we were not taught about exorcism. It turns out that the early church believers were assumed capable of praying for deliverance. Come on, St. Andrews, am I too optimistic to want that here? That we should be able to feel comfortable praying for deliverance. And we should, because the first five signs that accompany believers include driving out demons in Jesus' name, as we find in Mark chapter 16. So come, ask a priest to learn more from this, and or join a class to learn more about it. Our gospel lessons shows Jesus' authority over demons, but also at the end, we learn that the man was healed and he was found at the feet of Jesus, which means he was learning already from Jesus, and as a matter of fact, he was actually asking Jesus, "Can I go with you? Can I go with you on this ride on the boat?" But Jesus says, "No, no, 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 return to your home and just talk about what God has done for you and be thankful." So there's so much to learn from this event. But I know that when we talk about, you know, this man was demon possessed and all that you've just learned, it's kind of feel like out there. But let us talk about in real life, you know, in our real life. But who doesn't have Blue Mondays? Anyone? You know, there's those moments you know your mind suffer. I don't understand. The Psalm 42 talks about why my soul, why are you so cast down? Why are you so disquieted in me? Because we have those moments of not feeling well, and you know, it's Monday and you feel like, oh man, you know, I don't understand. But could it be that there is some spiritual oppression happening? I don't know. But what about when you wake up at 3 and you can't get asleep? I do have those moments. Yeah, and when you do, there is a possibility that there is some spiritual oppression, because we're talking about the spiritual forces coming in and trying to disrupt wonderful things that God has made. But here is the thing. Imagine that you are in bed and you're thinking about all you can think of is the past failures, the stuff that you've done, and you still regret, and you don't understand how you got even there, and you're thinking about that, and your mind is in overdrive thinking about that, and your mind is suffering a great deal. Should we? And some people don't feel like there is a button to, I want this to switch off, I want this to switch off, and you never be able to do that. And then we think that there is a possibility of spiritual oppression. So there is a huge spiritual component linked to the welfare of our minds, and our hope that we discover that exorcism is one of the church's important ministries. So, but this particular one was happening in the Gentiles, and we judge this because there were pigs involved. There were pigs there. If they were in a Jewish community, there would not be any pigs, because that's kind of like unclean animals. So this is happening in the Gentiles community. So imagine the life of this man. He's naked. Nobody wants to be naked in the public, right? So he's just naked, and he's in the tomb, and then other times when they get hold of him, he's shackled, and then there's a guard on him, so he cannot hurt himself. So you can understand that this man is sick, and he's demon-possessed. What a kind of suffering that this man went through. And so, but here's, could it be that there is a way in which our consciousness can be attacked by spiritual forces? And that's the issue that we are dealing with here. And I'm wondering if the things that we see people around doing bad things, could it be that there is demon possession involved? You know, you've heard of genocides, you've heard of mass shooting, and a recent one in the Episcopal Church in Texas. What if there is something behind these people, that their mind is not right because there is evil spiritual forces pushing people behind, pushing people, and then once the act is done, they look like this. They don't know exactly what they have done, because there is a spiritual, evil spiritual things at work. What about the road rages? Have you seen road rages on YouTube and public fights? What's fueling that? And the popular culture have names. They call it Karen or Kevin. They go out, they are unhappy about things. And so I don't know about all the issues, but there are lots of things that we are seeing around in the world, and we're wondering, is it mental illness or is it demon possession? Questions to ponder on. But most times, we think the issue is mental illness, meaning there is an issue of chemical imbalance. But what was shocking to me was to learn that mental illness and spiritual oppression or even demon possession, the difference may not be as big and wide as we think. And that was a shock for me to learn, that it might be even much, much closer than we think. Obviously, there are real issues of mental illness. There are also issues of demon possession and spiritual oppression. But there is something in the middle as well. And that was the case of this person. He was ill, and the Bible tells us that he was in his right mind.
clearly this person was sick mentally, but also he had demons because now he was healed because Jesus touched him and healed him.
So now we need, as Christians, we need to pray for deliverance from evil spiritual forces and that can influence human beings. But also, we need to pray, very, very important, we need to pray for our wounds.
Just like the negative things that were taught to you when you were a child and you never forgot about it and you can't get past it. And so those things, we need to pray for that so that you can get delivered from that, so you don't get hung over that in your life. And
nobody needs that in their lives. So, you see, the well-being of our minds is very important to Jesus, and he knows that we are wounded either by unclean spirits or our own fellow people. And the Bible teaches us that we must have the mind of Christ, which explains why popular culture right now is extremely opposed to God's will and God's design. Why? Won't you figure it out? Read this out? The mind. What kind of mind are we when we are in the world? What kind of minds do we bring? So by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we are to pray against the evil forces. Pray for the sick. Forgive those who hurt us. We are to repent and be confident to command the evil spirit to leave us. And very important, we need spiritual protection. You're not going to go gallivanting out there and think you're going to do it on your own, are you? No. You need to be with community. We need to be in prayer. And we need to be praying for one another. How many of you pray for your own children and say, Lord, protect them and protect them from the attack of the enemy? We need to be praying for each other. That's the church. So I'm not going to go pray, deliver the demons without your prayers. Your priests need your prayers as much as your priests are in their offices praying for each one of you. That's your protection. The attacks are a very real thing, you know. How many of you, when you start your day, everything starts going bad from right to left and everything goes bad? Anyone? That happens, right? So your priests are on their knees praying for you so that all those things, have you ever heard when Father Jeff is doing the blessing? He says, and I want you to pay attention when he does that, he says, Jesus rules your life now. And you are delivered from all the flesh, the devil, and the world. And he does that because he understands that that's what we need. That. We need that. We need to pray for each other every day. People in your life and people in your church. Be confident. Jesus lives in you. The Holy Spirit. Am I being too much? The trouble is that this spiritual influence can get to anyone. We become like King Ahab, who had great potential, but he became an evil king, and he had challenges, either to follow God's instructions, just like kings before him, or follow the gods of his wife, which actually, well, that's what he did. And then, I don't want to tell you what happened, but he died in a very terrible way. King Ahab, like any other Israelite, knew God's expectation not to worship other gods. But what did he do? He did it anyway to please his wife. The church's purpose is to bring God's presence into the world. What did he do? He brought other gods into the land, and there was so much injustices, many suffering in the land. So we need to pray for wisdom, for discernment, and pray for the mind of Christ to be in us and to be alert. Our enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. So be watchful and ask Jesus to rule your life. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.